Good morning and a good summer to all. May we hear Besoros Tovos today from Eretz Yisrael and from around the world. 10 minutes of meaning. We begin a new series this morning, Igeres HaRamban. Very excited to begin to explore, to learn together the fantastic letter of the Ramban to his son. 10 minutes of meaning series is generously sponsored by Shmuel and Esther Shaiwitz in honor of their parents and children. Please help yourself to coffee and to cookies this morning. Very proud to have completed Mesilas Yesharim together in this slot. If you want to listen or go back, you can find them all online. And this morning, we begin together Igeres HaRamban, the letter of the Ramban, Nachmanides, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, to his son from Israel. When he moved to Israel, his son was still living in Spain. We'll give a little bit of a background, and then we'll dive in. It's a very short letter, and you'll say, why are we learning this? How long could it take? One or two sessions? But literally, every word of the Igeres HaRamban is precious. Every word is such a source of inspiration. So we'll explore and we'll analyze and we'll use two primary commentaries that are fantastic. First, Rav Avram Chaim Feuer wrote a magnificent commentary, article published on the Igeres HaRamban. And more recently, the Mashkiach Rav Dan Segal wrote a short commentary, Igeres HaRamban. And both are fantastic works that help us through. So when is this Igeres HaRamban? First of all, who is the Ramban? We've heard of the Ramban as Perish on Chumash. We've heard of the Ramban, his commentary on Shas. The Ramban was a prolific writer and commentator on the width and breadth of Torah, not only Torah Sanigna, not only the revealed Torah, as in Tanakh and Shas, but the Ramban as well was a great Kabbalist, was a great mystic. And in fact, his commentary on Chumash is filled with Kabbalistic allusions, with references to mysticism. We know about the Rambam, he was a doctor, less well known as the Ramban, was also a physician. The Ramban also was a doctor. He was born in 1195 in Gerona in northern Spain to a prominent rabbinic family. And ultimately, he passes away in Israel in the year 1270. He moves to Israel when he's expelled from Spain. He can't be there any longer after the disposition, in which he has a public debate with a Jewish apostate, Pablo Cristiani, in 1263. King James of Aragon ordered him to defend the Jewish scholarship and the Jewish approach against Christianity. It was assumed that Judaism had a bias, and the Ramban did a fantastic, fantastic job, as you would imagine. He didn't go on the offense, but defending the Jewish position and the Jewish perspective. He later published the account of this debate under the title Sefer HaBikuach. It's the two-volume writings of the Ramban that we have today that include the Sefer HaBikuach, the Ramban's describing the verbatim account of this debate. But the priests of the Dominican claimed that he blasphemed Christianity, and ultimately the Ramban was expelled from the kingdom and he had to flee from Spain. And so at the age of 72, which today is young, 72 might as well be 27, but then in the 13th century was not as young, the Ramban, without the help of Nefesh B'Nefesh, settled in Eretz Yisrael. He made his way through a difficult journey, arriving in 1267 in Akko, in the port of Akko. And it's there, and we have this tradition from a Sefer Mu'ulefes Sapirim, which is quoted in the beginning of both of these commentaries. That's when we have the tradition that the Ramban wrote this letter back to his son, who was still living in Spain. His son Nachman, named for his father, was still living back in Spain. And the Ramban wanted to continue to have an influence over his son, to inspire his son, to motivate his son. And so he wrote this short letter to his son, and he promised his son, Haigeres hazo shalach Ramban lekatalonia levno lezarzer al anava. The Ramban wrote this letter to his son in order to encourage him and motivate him in the particular attribute and character trait of humility. As we'll see, the Ramban thinks that this is the key, the linchpin to a life of meaning and purpose and proper midos, is to focus on anava, to be modest and to be humble. V'tziva oso shikrena pamachas b'shavua. And he commanded, it's a powerful word, commanded, tzivo, so back then parents could still tell their children what to do. So he told his son, read the letter once a week. V'yilame gamez bonav imo, and then not only should he read this letter once a week, he should learn it together with his children. V'yirigilim ba ba peh, and he should habituate himself, he should read this letter weekly with his children to the point they commit it to memory, that they know the letter by heart. It's interesting that he points out to learn it with his children. The Mashkiach of Dan Segal says the Stipler told him, people make a mistake in thinking that Musar is for adults, it's for Bachrim, it's for B'nai Yeshiva. Children? Children, you tell stories of tzaddikim. Children, you make arts and crafts, haggadahs for the Seder. Children. So the Stipa told them, learn Musa with your children. Musa, not in the sense of harsh, difficult rebuke, but to analyze and to focus on character traits and qualities and what we could aspire to be. The Ramban writes to the Mu'lefes Apirim, quotes that the Ramban said to his son that he should communicate to their children in their young age, to condition them to live with a healthy sense of awe and reverence for Hashem. Then the Ramban offers a very bold promise. The Ramban says, any day that you read my letter, you will be answered from heaven anything you ask. That's why if you open your siddur right now that's in front of you, you'll see most siddurim today have Igeres HaRamban printed in the siddur, incorporated almost as part of tefillah, that it's a quick read and it's an easy, not only to read it, to recite it like a tefillah, but to read it and to study it as a motivational statement, a daily motivational statement. And the Ramban promises, it's a bold promise. Who is he to promise? What does the Ramban come off promising? If you read his letter every day, Hashem will answer whatever you want. Because the Ramban is not promising about his letter. Mefarshim point out, the Ramban is promising, if you live the values in the letter, then you're living the virtuous, righteous life that Hashem wants, and that Hashem himself promises you, that if you live the life of meaning, of purpose, of righteousness, of virtue, then he will answer. And anyone who accustoms themselves to say it will be spared and saved from calamity. And you are promised to enter the world to come. And you'll be protected from anger. And you will arrive at humility. So when did the Ramban write this letter to his son? He told him, read it every week with your children. Accustom them to a life of Yerushalayim. And you'll be spared, you'll be saved, you'll be answered anything that you want. So it's assumed during his first Elul in Israel, at this age of 72, when the Ramban was expelled from Spain and made his way to Israel, to the port of Akko, the Ramban, for the Rosh Hashanah, that Elul, made his way to Yerushalayim. And what he found there in Yerushalayim, in the 13th century, was a city that was in ruins. It was plundered. The Crusaders had absolutely destroyed it, and there were very few Jews. The Ramban struggled to get a minyan for that Rosh Hashanah. You just talk about the marvelous miracle of the modern Israel today. And with all of its challenges, with all of its problems, with all of the issues and the debate, with all of the lack of commitment to religion, even from leadership, but you think about Yerushalayim today compared to the Ramban. The Ramban made his way to Yerushalayim and struggled to get a minyan in all of Yerushalayim. That's how few Jews were there, and that's what it looked like. He wrote another famous letter to his son, and he describes the situation. He writes, "What should I tell you in regard to this land? Many are its forsaken places, and greater are its wasted areas. The truth of the matter is, the more sacred the place, the greater the devastation it has suffered. Yerushalayim is the most desolate place of all." That Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban gave a drasha in that small group, that small minyan that he had, trying to give chizuk to the Jews who remained in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. And then he made his way back to Akko, which is where he lived, and which is where he died. He only spent a few short weeks in Yerushalayim, but he converted a space to be the shul for that Yamim Noraim, and that's what we have today known as the Ramban Shul in the Old City. For many years, that shul was destroyed. The Arabs, the Muslims destroyed it. But in 1967, when miraculously Hashem, in his kindness, gave us back the Old City of Yerushalayim, when it was liberated and we found the shul of the Ramban in ruins, it was reconstituted, and today I'm sure you've davened. And what do you see hanging on the wall of the Ramban Shul in Yerushalayim? Igeres HaRamban. This letter that we're going to study, that the Ramban wrote to his, that he wrote to his son. He went back to Akko. That's where he died in 1270. And it's unclear exactly where he's buried. Some say Hebron. Some say near Maras HaMachpelah. Others locate Haifa. Some say in Akko, which is where he lived. Others say in Yerushalayim. Unclear exactly where he passed away. There are different versions, actually, of this letter. And the letter, he wrote it, we said, in 1267, but it's not found or heard of between 1267 and it's first published in 1623 as part of the Sefer Tapuchei Zahav, Rav Yechiel Mili, and it was later printed by the Reishis Chachma, by the great classic Musar work, the Reishis Chachma, by a Talmud of Rav Moshe Cordovero. How do we know? 400 years, it wasn't published, it wasn't found. That's how strong our tradition is when it reemerges that this is an authentic version of the Ramban's letter. So that's the backdrop to who the Ramban is. There's a lot more to say about the Ramban himself and the background to what motivated him and why and when he wrote this letter. But that's why it's worth our studying. Who doesn't want to fulfill and tap into that promise of the Ramban? If you read it weekly, he doesn't say Wednesday mornings with coffee and cookies, but if you read it Wednesday, and we're going to read it slowly, word by word, if you read the whole letter weekly, daily, the promise it gives us because of how it will condition us to become the best version of ourselves. I'm excited and looking forward to reading it together. If you join the WhatsApp group where we post the schedule and some bonus material, I pinned the Igeres Ramban. You could see it there and follow along there. Continue with Living with Emunah at 8:45. Should be a day that we hear Besoros Tovos. Amen.